Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AlotSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Jim, there's a controversy in the village of Cooperstown. What's happening?
When you visit Cooperstown, as you know, David, you see the big flagpole right smack in the middle of Main Street. It dates back to World War I, when, in a patriotic outpouring, a wooden one was raised in 2017. In 2006, a rig cutting the corner knocked it down, a big local story. A few years later, a Vietnam vet felt the mayor at the time wasn't following the protocol. He started lowering the flag to half-staff when he thought it should be and was arrested. Last summer, the flagpole was removed during a street project and was replaced with great fanfare by a much bigger one, very prominent. You can't miss it. The point is, this flagpole is always in the news. The latest story emerged at the July Village Board meeting when a new trustee, McGuire Benton, he's a young man, 21, and proudly gay, introduced a resolution to fly the pride flag on the flagpole under Old Glory every day next June. June, of course, is LGBT Pride Month. It came at the end of the meeting, the press and public had gone, and it was a bit of a surprise. But everybody wanted to support McGuire. It was his first resolution since taking office April 1, so it passed unanimously with little discussion. In announcing the decision the next day, Mayor Ellen Tillipaw said McGuire hadn't specified which flagpole he was talking about. She thought it was the flagpole on Village Hall, which is less prominently placed. But as soon as we posted an item on allatsego.com, McGuire called to say no, his resolution was specific to the main flagpole. He told me, "I'm open to discussing it, but at this time, that's the resolution, and I stand by it." Meanwhile, the mayor had a little time to think about it and concluded it could be problematic to raise just the pride flag. What if someone wants to raise, say, the Confederate flag, which is also being debated because it's being sold at local county fairs? What basis is there to decide which flag to fly and which not to fly? Another village trustee, Richard Sternberg, approached the Cooperstown Vets Club, and the commander agreed it would be a good idea to raise the POW MIA flag during the month of November. So Tuesday, the mayor appointed McGuire to chair a committee to decide on a guiding policy and asked that he select two other trustees to work with him. Meanwhile, McGuire's hardening his stand. He will accept hanging the pride flag on Village Hall, not the main flagpole, but only if it hangs there, not just for the month of June, but every day year-round. Only 4 years ago, he told me, did LGBTQ get the right to marry the same gender. This is a fresh fight, and I'm committed to it. Also, since there's no record of the original resolution, other than the village administrator's notes, he announced he's going to introduce a resolution that all trustee meetings be taped, gavel to gavel, and the recording posted on the village website.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, with another fascinating story for us. Jim, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.